Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
How's it going?
Howdy doody time.
It's howdy doody time.
See, that's beyond our generation, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
My dad would tell me about that. So, welcome to the Groundhog, by the way. If you hadn't figured that out yet.
We appreciate you being here.
We do. We really
can I
do.
Tell you what I did today?
Tell me what you did today.
I went to the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and then I left one of our business cards just right on top of the pickles.
Nice.
Just set it right on top of the jar.
So pickles. It's gonna go,
pickles.
That's where that came from.
Someone's going to come along, they're going to see the card, and maybe you're listening right now.
I've been dropping them in all those store buckets and things like that, trying to get free meals and stuff.
Me too. I've been doing that as well, but I just thought, you know, what a random place to find a card. You know, someone's going to get some pickles.
They'll grab the pickles and go, what is it? Unless it's even the store clerk, they'll grab it and go, what? And they'll look it up. So that's good.
Yeah.
So, hey, free advertising.
So hopefully you're listening right now.
So if you're listening right now and you're watching this right now, you probably have had a problem because 2 days ago was tax day.
Yuck.
And I can tell you, I'm mad because...
What? Well, why are you mad? No, I'm listening intently. So why are you mad?
You're like, well, why are you mad? No, I'm mad because, for one, we gave up... We left England because we had taxation without representation. Now we got representation and taxation. How do we get better? Explain that to me.
Well, the thing is, those representatives also are making like 10 times more than I ever will.
We're going to talk political for here for just a second, though. Sorry. Here's the thing. How is it you have Bernie Sanders, take him for the poorest guy in the world, never really had even a real job. I mean, that's stretching, okay? But he goes into politics poor, and now he's got 3 houses across the country, multi-million dollar houses, and yet he wants to, like, let's give everybody money. I'm sorry. You don't go into politics to come out rich, and that's what happens. We've got a large scale of politicians that have gone into politics, and when they finally leave and get out of office, they are millionaires. Yeah. Some of them billionaires. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, taxation. Tell me what you got.
I found a meme that basically, so you want to be the government or do you want to be...
Sure, I'll be government.
Okay, he's going to be the government.
You owe us money. It's called taxes.
Well, how much do I owe?
You have to figure that out.
So I can pay just what I want?
Oh, no. We know exactly how much you owe. But you have to... Sorry, I'm reading this thing. I'm like, it's still funny. But no, but you have to guess the number too.
So what if I get that number wrong?
You go to prison.
That's what's ridiculous about the whole tax thing.
You know, okay, so I have multiple beefs with our tax. And it's not bad. It's good, but it and bad, okay? Our tax system, and this is going to be the rant. This is a rant at the podcast is what this one comes into.
Rant away.
I am a firm believer that we should never, ever, and I've gotten the benefit of it, have a, easiest way to say it, the earned income credit.
Oh, you mean got as in understood or got as in received?
I have received the earned income credit. Yes. I don't think that should even exist because if I pay nothing into the system, and the government says, you didn't pay anything, but you paid your Social Security, and you have all these deductions, and, you know, whatever it ends up being. And then they say, okay, but we're still going to write you a check for $6,000 to $10,000. Because I know what happens to people. One year, we almost got a little over $8,000 back. And I literally paid nothing into the system. Like, well, technically, I did, but then they gave it back to me because I was poor.
Well, and then some.
Right, and then some.
No, I experience that every year, too, with 7 kids.
And you're not that you're using the system for your gain.
Nope.
It's the system that's in place.
Yes.
I don't think that system should ever be there. Bottom line is, if you don't make enough money to pay taxes in our current tax system, you just don't pay taxes. Pay your Social Security, that's fine. Which, even Social Security, I am a firm believer that Social Security but the way it sits in right now, because by the time we get old enough to take our Social Security,
it's going
to
be cut in half.
It might not even exist. Yeah, it won't even exist. If we're lucky, it will exist.
Right.
I want to say, give me my money back. Let me prove that I have invested it, and I'll invest it wisely, and then let that money make me little baby monies. I have no problem doing that.
You have no problem making babies?
I know you don't.
Thanks, I didn't say that. I was waiting for that one to come.
Between the two of us, how many kids do we have?
13 or 12, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So. He's got more, not me. I'm done. I stopped at 5.
But yeah, I know, you are so right. It's a matter of, yes, it's the system in place, but is the system really working? Or is
no, I honestly think it's broken. I mean, you look at some of these organizations out there who run their businesses off of 10%. Some religions run their business, their religious business, if you would, off of 10%. The reality is, we could have there was a book, and the book that I read years ago, it's called The Fair Tax.
Okay.
In that book, they talk about you'd have a flat rate tax system for everybody, but the flat rate would actually be through a sales tax. So you purchase something, you pay the tax.
Right.
If you don't purchase anything, you don't pay taxes. Simple.
Interesting.
And it works. But you think about it could totally work. And, you know, but in that book, it talked about it could be as high as, like, what, 30%, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, you don't need to be 30%. But on the other side, if it was 30%, it's built into the price of goods. And if you were able to keep inflation down, which I have my theories on keeping inflation down too, but you know, but the reality is, if you can do that, everybody's paying. It doesn't matter if you're illegal or you're not. You're paying into the system. I mean, honestly, open the border. Who cares? They're going to come in and buy stuff here, and we'll work here. They're paying taxes. I mean, seriously, it's simple and easy.
That is an interesting solution.
But that's just one solution.
Well, the other side you think about is all those who are so poor that they're not paying in taxes, but they're getting these insanely large refund checks, which, again, I
have to have one of those. People benefit from it.
If the government would take the time to go ahead and just take those refunds and put it back into the national debt instead of giving it to those who didn't pay in.
Well, right. Instead of taking if you paid nothing in, but yet they're saying you're going to get $8,000 back, how many people in this country actually get that earned income credit? There's a lot. You take that and you throw that, but they would see. That's where the way I was raised, and it's simple. And we have a budget for our family.
Right.
I cannot spend money like our government does, and we raise the debt ceiling. I can't go to my creditors and say, you know, I owed you money, but because I had a better plan, just give me more money, and then I'll pay little increments at a time, but in the return, the more money you give me, I'll promise I will invest it correctly. I'll make sure my family has a good home security system. No, that's essentially what we're doing.
Essentially.
National security, we raise the debt ceiling because we need more national security. So, that doesn't work. A family budget can never work the way federal government budget works.
I agree.
And when you have a balanced budget, when our federal government has a balanced budget, they're not talking we're paying down debt. But a family budget, a balanced budget means you're paying down debt. You're making more money than you have going out,
right.
and you're eliminating your debt. So.
And eventually debt free.
Correct. Anyway.
That's
our rant. Mainly mine. We'll talk to you guys later.
Groundhog out.